It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John, John chapter 16. We're going to begin with the 16th verse and read through the 22nd verse. John chapter 16, verse 16. While you're opening your Bibles to that point so you can follow along and study together today, I would like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. I'd like to give you our mailing address. Our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, again, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. I hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and be ready to study the Word of God today. John chapter 16, verse 16, we'll begin to read. A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, What is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father. They said, therefore, What is this that he saith? A little while. We cannot tell what he said. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, And said unto them, Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said? A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. Ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned unto joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but ye shall see, I shall see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Let's begin with prayer before we start the study today. Father, I thank and praise you that we can come together and enjoy this time. Please that you will open our eyes to your will. Let the Holy Spirit teach us today what you'll have for each and every person that has believed in you and have come by faith to you. You can open our eyes and our hearts and our minds to your way and to your will. Give us great wisdom, direction, and strength. And please do so, Lord. To those that have rejected you and have not come by faith, whether they have not heard the gospel yet, but have not come to believe, that today would be the day that they would believe, that they would come by faith to you and be saved. Please, Lord, that today they will trust in you, come to the cross. Scripture so freely and so clearly tells us, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's a heart condition. You know, to confess with thy heart, confess with thy mouth, and believe with thy heart. Please, Lord, help us to clearly see that, and clearly come to you, and only your doing and your drawing can do that today. Now please prepare our hearts for the study, and we look forward to what we're going to learn. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The little while that they keep that he speaks of here many times, a little while. And we have the folks here could understand some of what they were being told, and that was that he was going away. A little while ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Very confusing to these believers, to these disciples that were following him. And many times when we study the Word of God, there's things that's somewhat confusing to us. And so today we're going to go through these verses of Scripture, and hopefully if they're confusing to you, that you will begin to understand them. In the previous verses of Scripture, we had much discussion and talk concerning the Comforter, the work of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and what the Comforter was to do. And so we'll go continue now with the Lord Jesus Christ as he explains things to them. We have several little whiles here, and that I believe that this is involving, and we're going to discuss those, look up some other verses of Scripture, and then we'll come down to the very time that they're talking about here with the Lord Jesus and with his disciples as they're visiting. You know, we think of facing death, that with someone that we love, when death comes, why, we lose sight of them. We no longer can see them, but they're surely not out of mind. And with the Lord Jesus Christ, he not only will not be out of their mind, but he will be back in their presence very shortly. And so let's look to see the verses of Scripture here. The little while, as we look, a little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me. Now, if we just go through those two little parts there, it would seem that that's clearly just speaking of his crucifixion, because you see, we're just at the door of the cross. He's going to be arrested, and he's going to be put on trial. He's going to be convicted, falsely, of course, because there's no real charges against him. And then he'll be taken to the cross, nailed upon the cross, and there he will die. And upon his death, upon his dying, then he will be laid in the grave for 3 days and three nights. And, of course, we know that he rose from the dead on Sunday morning, Easter Sunday morning. And so when we look to the first day of the week, and so as we look at those things, think about that, it tells us, in a little while, and ye shall not see me. Okay, I'm going to be with you just a very short period of time, and then you're not going to see me. But then in a little while, ye shall see me. And so I'm not going to be gone long, which was the 3 days. That was one of them. And so when we enjoy these scriptures, I would like to look with you, if you will, to John chapter 19. You see, we don't have to go far to find what's going to take place concerning the death, burial, and resurrection. John chapter 19, verses 11 through 16. John chapter 19, verses 11 through 16. Now, let's just take our time here and read through these verses of Scripture. Jesus answered, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were be given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. For from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard that sayings, he brought Jesus forth and sat him down at the judgment seat, in the place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Golgotha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour, and he saith unto the Jews, Behold your king. And they cried out, Away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests and the chief priests answers, We have no king but Caesar. And then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus, led him away, and bearing his cross went forth into a place called the place of the skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. You see, they were facing his time of death, the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. They led him away, and the rest of the verses there tell of the way that he died. And then in verse 38, and after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of the Lord Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave, and he came therefore and took the body of Jesus, because you see, the Lord Jesus was dead. So now we have looked at the time before Pilate. We have come to the place where he was led away with the cross, where they crucified him and two others with him on either side, and Jesus in the midst. In verse 18, John 19:18. And then verse 38, Joseph of Arimathea, also we find Nicodemus in verse 39 came to help, and they laid Jesus in the tomb. And verse 41, John 19:41. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never a man laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. And so we find the Lord Jesus, and he was placed in the grave. Now, when we look to the next section, chapter 20, John chapter 20, verse 11. But Mary stood without the sepulchre weeping. This is the first day of the week, Sunday morning, 3 days later. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeing two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus lay. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? And she said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And she, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him thence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus said unto her, Mary. And she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to mean master. She recognized the Lord Jesus. You see, we have the crucifixion, the time of his leaving, and now we have the time of his return 3 days later. And so if we look at what we have here in the verse of Scripture, in a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, we understand that the Lord Jesus is going to be crucified and then rose again on the third day. We also now just have a short period of time, because from this time that we are reading here in John, the 20th chapter, then we would go on to Acts chapter 1, because in Acts chapter 1 we also have something that's listed. It's called the Ascension, and I'm reading it from there. It's in other areas. Acts chapter 1, verse 10, and we find 40 days later. So you said, he tells them not only in a little while I'm going to be gone, but then a little while I return. But that return, as the 3 days of being gone was short, so will his return, because he's just staying here upon earth 40 days. And while they looked steadfast towards heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing up into heaven? This Jesus, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go unto heaven. And so we have and as I said as we started this study today, that we have several a little whiles. We have, I'm going to be here just a short period, then I'm going to be gone for a little while, which was just 3 days. And then I'm going to return, but his return was short too. It was just for 40 days, and then the ascension, and that's just what we've read. But there's also another little while, because when he said, I'm going to return, he's going to come back, because, and he'll be here permanently, and is here today, because he indwells my heart with and through the Holy Spirit. And so you see, 10 days later after the ascension, a little while again, we have the Lord Jesus in the person of the Spirit, the third person of the Spirit, coming back and teaching us totally and completely of the Lord Jesus. God himself come to live within us. Isn't it wonderful to be a believer? And if we'll go to Acts chapter 2, which is very short, just a little move there, we find Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 7. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And now when this was noised abroad, the multitudes came together, and they were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in their own language. And they all marveled, and they all were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? They couldn't understand the power. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was with these men, with the disciples, he was teaching them precept upon precept, little bit upon little bit. They didn't understand many times what he was telling them and the things he explained to them. He had explained at an earlier time that he was going to go to the grave and 3 days later he'd rise again. But they didn't understand until the event took place. Well, there's many a little whiles here that we have, because again, we have the crucifixion, which was 3 days. Then we have his return, which was only 40 days. Then we have the ascension. But then 10 days after the ascension, at the day of Pentecost, we have the return, this time of the Holy Spirit, to guide and to lead us, to teach us, as Jesus Christ was present with these people, teaching them, so did the Holy Spirit return to continue to teach them, as if Jesus was right there, present bodily with them every minute of every day. And now, as before, the Lord Jesus would go away, and then he would return with them. He wasn't with them 24 hours a day. As any time they would be apart from each other, now the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity that comes to live within every believer, the Spirit came at Pentecost 10 days after the ascension. So you see, there's just a little while, and he came again. And now we have the wonderful opportunity, and it still exists today, the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit, he indwells every person that comes by faith and believes. And so we have that wonderful time, but we also have other little whiles, because when these men die, at their death, they will see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face, and so will you and I. And so there's not a long time of separation. They're going to miss him. They don't understand where he's going. They don't understand how he can be gone, then he can come back again. And the end of that scripture says, because I go to the Father. And so you see, it may not have been speaking as much about the crucifixion and then his resurrection in the time. It may more clearly be spoken of the longer time that I'm going to be gone for a little while, but then you're going to be able to, I'll see you again. It's not going to be long. And again, for those that were there, we just have the 3 days he was back. Then for 40 days he was present just for those that were close to him. There were many people saw him, but it was the believers, the folks that were close. He was not open to the world. That was a growing time for those that had come by faith and believed. And then we have the ascension. And 10 days later, we have Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit came down. So once again, they have that direct leadership, close direction to the Lord Jesus himself, that we may speak through the Lord Jesus to God the Father now. And it's wonderful that we have the work of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our heart. But there's going to be a time too, and it's too is just a little while, that we are going to be able to see Jesus once again face to face. And we have in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I had the Corinthians, but I had 1 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. It's going to be wonderful to see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. and you see at our death, we will enjoy that time. We'll the second that you die, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, if you've come by faith to the Lord Jesus, your soul, your being, is going to go right into the presence of the Lord Jesus. Your body goes into the ground, into that grave, and it will decay, but your soul is immediately in the presence of the Lord. Now, for the lost, your body too will go into the grave, but the Scripture tells us that your being, your soul, your heart will go into the place of torment, and it will remain there until that judgment day comes, when you'll stand before Him, and then you will be officially sentenced and placed into the lake of fire for eternity, where the believer will be and spend eternity in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, whether it be down here with the new earth and new Jerusalem or in the heavens. We will always be with the Lord. What a wonderful opportunity that we have. Not only will there be this spiritual separation between the soul and the body and the soul, there'll also be another time, and it will be just a little while, that the Lord Jesus is going to come to get His church. Now, every believer, every person that has come by faith to the Lord Jesus will be a part of this. And let us read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 13, 1 Thessalonians, and we have chapter 4. I wrote the chapter down wrong, but I have it here anyway. At chapter 4, we're going to begin with the 13th verse. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Those are those that have not come by faith. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. This time, you see, we not only have our physical death, and if I die prior to the Lord Jesus coming, my body will go into the grave, but my soul will go into the presence of the Lord. There's going to be a time that those two are going to be reunited. And also, if you are still alive when Jesus comes, the rapture of the church, then also you will be taken up, receive your glorified bodies, and go right into the presence of the Lord. And so you see, we have the little whiles that we've talked about here. Is that yes, I'm going to be crucified, talking to these disciples, and I'm going to be gone 3 days, I'm going to be back. But I'm going to be back just a short period of time for those 40 days. And then I'm going to be gone, but it's not going to be long that I'm going to be back, because of the time of Pentecost and the presence of the Holy Spirit and the believers to teach us always the ways of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may know Him and grow with Him and be like Him. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. And so we still have the Lord Jesus present here because of the work of the Holy Spirit. And then we have, of course, death, because death is certain unless Jesus comes and raptures His church away. But death is certain to everyone. There's a day appointed to be born and a day that's appointed to die. And you will die. And so prepare yourself for that death, because it's coming. Well, that's a time for the believer that we once again will see Jesus and be able to look into Him, see Him face to face. Well, there's going to be another step, a little while. Each one of these are a little whiles, that there's going to be the return of the Lord Jesus. He's not coming down all the way to the earth, but He's coming to get His church. And those that are dead, the graves will be opened, and their souls will be reunited with their bodies. And we that are alive, if we don't have to face death, will too receive our glorified bodies, be back in the presence of the Lord Jesus a little while. And there's going to be one more, because then there's just going to be a little while, and it's going to be the second coming. The end of the tribulation, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have two verses of Scripture I want to look at, and one is in Matthew 24, Matthew chapter 24, and we're going to read verse 29 and 30, Matthew 24, 29 and 30. You see, there was just several here that we need to kind of look at as far as some of the timetable, things that are going to come to pass here. Revelation chapter 24, verses 29 and 30. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. The stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with the power and great glory. Now if you'll go with me to Revelation 19, Revelation 19, we have the very same thing, the Lord Jesus returning to earth, his second coming, Revelation chapter 19, and we're going to look at verse 11 through 13. And I saw the heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. The second coming of the Lord Jesus. And we will forever be with the Lord Jesus. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity, and we have here many a little whiles. And his disciples didn't understand any of these a little whiles, did they? They didn't understand what was going to come to pass, even the first step, the crucifixion and his resurrection. But you see, no matter what the time schedule may be, it's just going to be a little while. And today, if you'll come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit will come to live within you, and we can enjoy the ways of the Lord Jesus, knowing him, walking with him, fellowshipping with him because of the work of the Holy Spirit indwelling our hearts. But there'll be a time at our death or at the Lord Jesus' return to come and get his church that we will once again see him face to face. It's just a little while, and then, of course, the end, the Battle of Armageddon. At the end of the Battle of Armageddon, when Jesus comes and sets his kingdom up here, and that'll be for 1,000 years. And it's just a wonderful, we will always, forever be with the Lord. And so, when he's saying here just a little while to these disciples, he was telling them an awful lot of things, and they didn't even understand the first step. And maybe you didn't either. Maybe you didn't understand what it means to be a believer and the opportunities we have to always know and visit and fellowship with the Lord Jesus. Well, to do that is to come by faith to Jesus Christ and be saved. And we love the verses of Scripture that tells us so clearly back in Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, and we're going to look at verses 9 through 13. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13. It tells us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord is over all, is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, as we've studied these verses of Scripture and we've looked at the little while, you need to come by faith to Jesus Christ and be saved today and begin this wonderful walk. Not a walk of darkness, but a walk of light. Not a walk of wickedness, but a walk of righteousness. My dear friend, we've enjoyed the study. We'll begin with the 17th verse next time. my question always comes as we close, and that is, what are you going to do about Jesus?